Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Come on, let's see what you've got.
Master of the Iron Fist? Show me. So, that was Kun Lun's power.
You will feel the pain of the Satsui no Hado!
I will surpass the Satsui no Hado! I knew your teachings were false.
There are no commercials for these guys. Sorry.
I was about to say, it doesn't sound like they were even in the same room having a conversation.
They did not. Hey, everybody, welcome. Oh, that didn't work. That's the wrong button. Hold on a moment.
Make it louder. There it is. Crank it higher.
That didn't work at all. We are back here with Play Retro. Welcome back to Play Retro. I'm one of your hosts, Scott Johnson, and... What I love about Street Fighter is knowing that no one in this game will be able to jump 300 feet in the air before they come crashing down on me and wreck me after about three rounds in a row. Oh, wait, how are you doing that, Wolverine?
Damn you, Wolverine, and your metal skeleton. And I'm your other host, Brian Dunaway. And down and quarter circle forward and punch. Nope. Down and quarter circle forward and punch. What the hell? Quarter circle punch and Hadouken.
Yeah.
Suck my projected willpower, energy balls, Magneto. I said, suck them. Hadouken. Oh, hi, Cammy. Oh, hi, Cammy.
Is Cammy in the, I played it today.
She was in the first one we're going to talk about this week. She did not make it back to the second one because.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, they wanted to make more superpower stuff. So they brought in a superhero character like Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
Oh, but Cammy got her start. Yep. She got a start here on this show. The thing we're talking about today, she got her start in that series.
She came before the Street Fighter 2 Turbo deal?
She was a new character, from my understanding of the documentary I watched. She was a new character for X-Men v Street Fighter.
What?
The arcade game.
That's crazy to me. I did not know this.
Yeah.
My mind
is wrong. Call me on it, but from what I remember.
I swear Cammy was in Street Fighter 2 Turbo, but didn't that precede all this? Or am I smoking the crack? I might be smoking
Who
the
knows?
Crack.
Like I said, I watched. Let me give my sources first before anybody wrecks me. There's a really cool dude called Top Hat Gaming on YouTube,
yeah.
And he's got a really good three-part series, or actually more than that, I think, on the history of this game. So either I heard him wrong or he was wrong,
but I
definitely remember that being the thing because Cammy got replaced in part two, and people were like, what?
Where did Cammy
go?
Okay,
she was just made for this.
I found the definitive. Here it is.
All right.
Cammy, also known as Killer B, that was her code name, is a fictional character in the Street Fighter fighting series created by Capcom. She debuted in 1993 as one of four new characters for Street Fighter II Turbo. Super Street Fighter II, The New Challengers.
Then consider me a liar. Maybe it was the other way around. Maybe it was the other character that got introduced there.
She was also in Street Fighter Alpha games. She was one of M. Bison's deadly assistants. She was in the animated movie. She's been featured in various comics and merchandise, as well as the crossover series Marvel vs. Capcom and SNK vs. Capcom. Cammy has garnered positive critical reception from critics and fans who like her tight little undie pants.
I was about to say, for what? For the little bitty tight onesie she wears?
Uh-huh. Yep. I'm afraid you're correct.
Don't get me wrong. I love Cammy. I think she's fun, and I think she's a badass, but there's not much argument for that outfit she's wearing.
I think Cammy is hard to cosplay. I'll just say that.
Oh, yeah, I think so, especially me and you.
Well, I just mean like Cammy is unrealistic, okay?
Yeah, in every form possible. Every all the characters. Form. Have you seen these characters?
Yeah, Chun-Li, her legs are impossible. Right. I've never seen a sumo fighter as strongly built, as ripped and shredded as E. Honda. Right. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And what even is, what's the little green guy? What's his name?
Oh, yeah. The is that the Dolly? No, it's not Dollyism. Dollyism. No, that's the one. Dollyism. You got that guy. And then you got Zangief. Zangief has always been one of my favorites. And he's totally unrealistic. He's got muscles on top of muscles that don't exist.
Look, you say Dollyism. I say Dalsim. It is what it is.
No, Dollyism.
You like Dollyism? I think that's great. Let's never call it anything.
That's the way I always read it.
Nothing wrong with that.
In the lobby of the Kmart where I used to go play this, because he does. He's the one that does the cross legs, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the one who does it?
He floats. Yeah. He floats, and his arms are long, and his legs are long.
Yeah, and in my teenage years, that made sense in my head. So
of course, Dollyism.
Yeah, and he'll always be Dollyism to me. Whatever you call it.
I'm gonna join.
It's Dal Sim though, right?
That's how yes. I'm gonna convert to Dollyism. Yeah. That's my new religion. So anyway, we got a lot to say about the Marvel characters and their various games versus the Capcom characters, or in the early cases, just X-Men and Street Fighter. But it would evolve and change, and we're going to talk about all that stuff in a second. But before we do, I went on a bit of a Japanese RPG run finally maybe simmering down a little as I settled into what I want to actually play. But for whatever reason, I got it all up my butt that I wanted to play some old JRPGs. I'm in the mood for some turn-based gameplay. I'm in the mood for some retro graphics. So I've tried everything from Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross, Final Fantasy VII. I'm actually pretty deep into that game. I played a lot of hours of it. Dragon Quest VI and XI, for that matter, the new one. And a whole bunch more, a whole bunch of stuff. But it's especially because that PS1 emulation on the AmberNix is very good. And so good. I've been playing a lot more of the PlayStation 1 AmberNix PlayStation 1 Japanese RPGs, whereas when they were new, I hated that genre. Truly, truly hated it. I wasn't into it. My life was all about real time. Forget your turn-based. Mm-hmm. I don't want no anime bullshit in my life. Like, like all of that. I had all of these attitudes about it, right?
Right.
But I got an itch for it now, and I don't know what the deal is. I know what the deal is. I'm just... Whatever, this happens in games. I turn around on a genre. Maybe one day tower defense won't put me off the way it does.
Man, the day that happens, I will be stoked. I've tried for years to get just the right formula of tower defense that might please Scott, because I'm not a big tower defense fan, but I'll defend it in some cases.
Yeah, of course you will. I mean,
Bloons is a killer waste time game.
Sure. What's Love that Bloons. One that's very popular? Battle. I don't remember the
Battle
name. That's a great, really popular.
How do you spell that?
One on mobile and other stuff. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway,
Battle what you.
Here's what I've settled on. I'm going to finish Final Fantasy VII at some point.
Yeah, do
I'm
it.
Well
Me too.
Into
I
it.
I got to do that. It's on my list.
Dragon Quest VI is on my is definitely a must play. I'm going to play that. That's a SNES game and one of the later ones, and it's beautiful on there. And the music's so good. I think I did it last week for my guess my game, didn't I? I think we did. Anyway, and then, excuse me, the other one I've settled on, I am going to finally play Chrono Trigger, what is considered to be possibly the greatest JRPG of all time.
I don't want you to hold off on Chrono Trigger, but it was a toss up for next week for me for the games that we had discussed about doing. And I would like an opportunity to go through the whole Chrono Trigger. But I want to take a long, leisurely stroll. It's one of those ones that people have asked us to play a lot.
And it's one that I didn't play in the day. Time. Everyone I've talked to loves it and says it's the greatest they ever made. And I want to know firsthand. I want to know, you know, I want to learn.
I want to know.
So I'm going to finally play Chrono Trigger. And I think Chrono Cross after, because as much as people were pissed, the characters didn't carry through those games. Right. Chrono Cross.
Now, that was on the Sega. Was that on
PS1.
The
PS1?
Okay. And I thought it also made it to the Saturn.
Oh, it might have made it to Saturn. Maybe. If it did, I might look for that version. I'll bet it runs. Well, it's not 2D, though. It's shitty 3D.
But we got to see Scott's Sega Saturn that he got this past week.
Yeah. Catch that episode. Right over there. Mm-hmm. Sitting somewhere. I can't remember where I put it. Oh, over there. It's dark
with
here.
His 4 megabyte card.
Yeah, dude. I still have Still got that three-button controller. Well, I got one with it, but I also had one already. Oh. Now I got a place
to
home for it.
You need a six-button if you're going to be playing these fighter games.
I meant six, yeah. They only did six for the Saturn. Saturn was always six.
I think you're right. Yeah, that's right. You nailed it.
They just had their weird... Saturn had the six-button controller, which was awesome, and they had their weird potato-shaped freaking
Wanted to play with the Knights into Dreams.
Yep. So you got your... Yeah, that was my first experience with an analog stick of any kind.
Yeah.
Was that device until the N64 came and kind of...
Well, what was your thought when you touched that analog stick?
It warmed the cockles of my heart when I touched it. Yeah. Okay. My cockles are still slightly warm.
In your heart?
Well, I'm going to the doctor on Friday. He's going to check my cockles, see how they're doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I got up to. Did you do anything fun? You played that Game Boy Grimace game. How is that thing?
Yes. So if you don't know, a Grimace from McDonald's, that big purple taste bud or whatever his emotion, he's celebrating his, 40th? I don't know. Anyway, he's celebrating his birthday.
52nd birthday. 52nd.
What a weird year to pick. 52nd birthday, you can get a Happy Meal, one of those expensive $13 meals they got at McDonald's. You can get a berry shake that is Grimace colored. Anyway, a third party company released a video game with the grace apparently of McDonald's for the Game Boy Color. That's right. You can play, if you go to Grimace, I think, is it Grimace's birthday? Is it grimacesbirthday.com? If you look it up, video game, Game Boy Color, you can load it up. You could actually buy this cart and put it in your Game Boy Color and play it. I didn't do that. I used my Amber NIC and I loaded it up the ROM, which you can download and get easily off their website. And I played all the way through. It's a really fun, short Game Boy Color game, but it has all the spirit of a Game Boy Color game. It is amazing. It's called Tools.
What a weird thing to do though, right? And they put the ROM, they actually posted the ROM on archive.org, the actual McDonald's organization did. They want you to play this dumb thing. You know?
They do, and it's funny because they've got comments in there while these people were developing it. They got comments from Twitter, this kind of subversive in the way that they're stated. So it's got this real modern edge to it. And it almost, I was like, wow, McDonald's said this was all right. Okay, whatever, bro.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. The homebrew scene has really blown up in the last couple of years. I'm assuming that in the browser, there's some web applications that allow you to run Game Boy games in a browser. I'm assuming that's what they did, and they just developed it flat out for the Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
And then they're using this emulation to run it through a browser, and it's a lot of fun. Grimace is basic story. Grimace is having his own birthday party at McDonald's, of course.
Of course he is.
He's throwing his own party.
That's why he looks that way, by the way. When all you do is eat McDonald's food, you look like a big purple shit.
Right. The Hamburglar, Birdie, the Nuggies, the Nugget Gang, wherever they are, the Happy Meal Gang.
Is Mayor McCheese involved at all, or is he gone?
No show up of Mayor McCheese. We talked about this pre-show.
I love Mayor McCheese. They got rid of him in '85, and I missed it somehow. I freaking love that guy.
He's out of this loop. Anyway, you're collecting shakes along the way and trying to locate everybody. Birdie's trapped in some kind of wire or something, so you had to get her. She's a bird on a wire. And it's all platforming, side-scrolling platforming stuff. You're riding a skateboard when you start out. You got your nice little Grimace hat on. It's hilarious, and it is fun. That's the main thing. It's fun, and it's built so smartly because it's one of those side-scrolling platformers where if you take your time, you can play it that way. Or if you find the rhythm, you could speed run the mother out of this thing.
Yeah.
So it is well designed. Cruel Toys? Is that the name of the company again, or the developer that did it again? I think that was with a K-R-O-O-L, Cruel Toys. Yeah, .com. That's just, they got junk merchandise on there, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I like a little junk.
But I'm telling you, the homebrew scene is blowed up recently. Yep. People wanting to develop for these platforms that basically no longer exist, but we got emulators that can run them, so why not tap into it?
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with this. Like, the first of all, the emulators are legal. Second of all, the ROM that you might just make some aftermarket freaking homebrew thing and put it out there, that's totally legal too. I look, if you got homebrew out there and you want us to try it, please send it in. I'll play it.
I'll play your homebrew crap.
Yeah, I played a crappy homebrew game about mowing lawns on an NES that was actually fun. I'll do that again. Yeah. Send more.
Yeah.
Please send
I'll tell you who's awesome. The Atari Age guys are always, if you go to that website, there's always some homebrew stuff coming out on carts.
Unfortunate part of that is Atari sucks, and I don't want to play this.
I will not say Atari sucks there.
I'll say the 2600 sucks. How about that? I do believe that.
I will not say the 2600 sucks either.
It was a piece of poop. It was a stepping stone toward where we are now, but I still think it was poop.
I will allow you to say that it was a simpler time.
Well, anyway, so there you go. Purple blobs and JRPGs. What else can you ask for? Yeah, oh, I know.
Grimace's birthday, highly recommend.
Yeah, go get it. But yeah. Also, this.
Shall we play a game?
As you gaze, whoever, I don't care who hears this. If you remember properly, back in the 80s and 90s, there was quite the relationship between Capcom USA and Japan and American mega corporation Walt Disney. They made a bunch of Walt Disney games, right? Disney stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, they also had a deal with Marvel Publishers Group, or whatever they were called then, to do Marvel shit. And that stuff was mostly in the 90s. And this is all before the situation we live in now where Marvel owns all of it. I'm shocked they don't own Capcom at this point, but they don't. But anyway.
I am curious about that aspect because I hadn't thought much about it until you mentioned it before show that Disney, you know, had done a lot with it. I'm like, you're right. And I'm like, you know what? One of the reasons I'm not sure if Capcom already had amazing artists on staff and that's why they secured these contracts, or they hired these artists because they got these contracts.
Right. It's entirely possible. Yeah. I don't know which way it went either.
Yeah. Late 90s or mid 90s, late 90s of Capcom artist stuff, man, is just phenomenal. And we see it so much this week in these Marvel Street Fighter Capcom games.
Marvel versus Capcom is a renowned crossover. These guys did this for years. Basically, it's Marvel Comics characters against Capcom video game characters. Although in the beginning, it started out as just X-Men versus just Street Fighter, but eventually would blow out to be basically a version of Super Smash Brothers Capcom style. It was everybody that they had. So you had Mega Man out there and every other character under the sun that Capcom's responsible for. I think Jill Valentine from Resident Evil 1. I like playing her. And then you are versus everything Marvel had to throw at it. And they became extremely popular as sort of offshoots of the mainline Street Fighter games. Now, what's funny about that is the Street Fighter games a lot more grounded than any of these. These are all so over the top. And when I was saying in my intro about being able to jump up 300 feet in the air, I'm not kidding. Like,
yeah,
it's insane the kind of verticality those games support. But we're going to talk first about X-Men versus Street Fighter, the 2D arcade game. And here's a little sound from it. You're going to notice a theme today, Brian, between all of our sound selections. And it's some of the coolest shit I've ever heard in my life. And you'll hear it when you hear it, but here's that. Okay, give it a sec. You're going to hear the best part. It's coming up. As it fades out a little.
X-Men versus Street Fighter!
Yes!
Okay, that's really important right there.
Yes!
This guy here. That's not this game, but they keep doing this through this whole series. There is this intro thing where they show a little demo of them fighting. Usually they're like, come enjoy the favorite thing you've ever done. And this voice talking the whole time. And then at the end, he's going, Street Fighter.
You're absolutely right. If you, especially the Marvel superheroes versus Street Fighter, the first intro to that is everything you need to know about the game. And I thought she was going to capture that for your intro because we had a little more trouble getting commercials, obviously, because this is arcade stuff usually wasn't highly marketable as far as putting commercials up. But yeah, you're right. And I love that guy. And I played this on my Mr. FPGA. We've talked about it in the past. It's that hardware emulator. It's a little box. It's usually good up to like the 32-bit era stuff. And it does a lot of really cool arcade games, including Capcom System 2 boards, which these were based on. And it has the hackers who ripped these ROMs, because they were encrypted, they included this amazing jukebox option mm-hmm. under the debug mode. So you can go into debug mode in this thing, and you can play every one of these little audio files, the music. So I was just DJ Dunaway last night, just
DJ
cranking it up. I was having a good time.
These are beautifully animated games. Yeah. Huge jump over the board one stuff that the Street Fighter stuff was based on, the original Street Fighter 2.
Oh, yeah.
And just even idle animations and walking animations. Like, this was the era where I started to go, oh, shit, look how cool you can do stuff with, you know, like Neo Geo was doing a bunch of it. Their King of Fighters stuff was also very nice. But this was, like, my favorite moment, I think, in fighting games, even though this is the moment I'm probably the worst at these fighting games. I'm not great at them.
Oh, yeah.
But tag teaming, all that verticality, crazy animation, insane combos. There's a reason why people love these, you know?
Yeah, this was the last time that arcade machines leapfrogged consoles.
Yeah.
And we hadn't seen the arcade had kind of died out late 80s, wasn't really seeing much of it. And then about the mid 90s, it started coming back. And all that great animation you're talking about was going to be a problem for porting these games over to home systems. Mm-hmm. But man, if you were in the arcade and got to see these things firsthand,
They're so beautiful. And if you played the version, I don't know if it wasn't X-Men, but what was the version the Saturn had that was so freaking good?
Well, they did the one of the probably the peak would have to be the Marvel versus Capcom, the Clash of Superheroes.
Yeah.
It was one of the best. They were all good because all these made it to the Sega Saturn.
Right.
But then we also made it. Well, or maybe the Clash of Heroes only came out on the Dreamcast. I'll have to look it up again. The first two definitely came out for the Sega Saturn, and they were phenomenal. And it finally showed Sega Saturn finally got a win in the U.S. in the Western market with being able to, you know, to prove that it could do 2D sprite based fighting games way better mm-hmm. than PlayStation, which was kind of, you know, eating everybody's lunch.
Yeah, it was the one showcase for the Saturn. Anytime you had a really animation / timing sort of intensive game. I mean, the Saturn was built to, they built that thing to be the next 2D powerhouse, not really anticipating 3D the way it was going to take off.
That was the problem. Everybody else moved on to 3D, and these guys had, you know, we had been perfecting 2D pixel art stuff, and this is where we could have went if 3D hadn't have taken off.
It was going to take off, and there was no, I mean, they were
no stopping that.
It was correct. Sony was correct. I hate to say this, but they were right. That being said, absolutely. Though, if you're going to go back and play some definitive console ports, these rock on that machine. They're so good.
Sega Saturn is definitely the way to go for these bad boys. They're fast.
You're going to go play a 3D game on there. Good luck to you. It's not as fun. It's not as good.
Right. Now, but even the Sega Saturn couldn't handle this by itself. And I think you showed us your Saturn. You asked about that cart that is in the back of.
Yeah, I thought it was a, for whatever reason, I rethought it after all these years, even though I knew it wasn't true, I rethought it was a Genesis cartridge hole. It's not.
Foolishly, Sega said, hey, we need a memory card expansion on this thing. Where should we put it at? Let's put it on the top. Oh, and let's make it the same size and shape as as our previous console's cartridges. So it really confuses the
let's make that poor decision. Once again, let's make a series of poor decisions here at Sega.
Right.
And really bum everybody out. Because that's what they did best. And you were right. We've been through this history about how Sega Japan, Sega US, I never saw it. Yeah. It was all very weird.
The Sega Saturn did all right in Japan. We've learned that in our trek this past year. But in America, we just couldn't take off. Now, This could have been the winner thing right here, right? Mm-hmm. This Street Fighter, if it was just a little bit more popular in the U.S., just a little bit.
Popular. We're not even talking like a lot more, just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit more.
But just look at this stuff, live chat room and people later on looking at the video. Look at this gorgeous piece of business you got going here.
Yeah,
you know.
And you'd have your six buttons on your Sega Saturn for that. Hell yeah. And that was all pushed because of the six button. Fighting games off the Sega Genesis.
Yep, and had the shoulder buttons and all that. I will say something, though, that is going to annoy somebody. I don't care who, but I love these old games. I like modern fighting games.
Oh, absolutely.
Except, I wish I wish they use less buttons. Now, that's going to sound like some old guy who's no longer coordinated enough to play with all shoulders plus six buttons or whatever.
Right.
Like, I understand how that sounds, but I wish they were just a little less... I know you can button mash your way to heaven, right?
But
I want to be able to be good at these without having to be Mr. Memorize six button combos. I want to be that
I'm okay with six buttons because I played a lot of these on my arcade fight stick this week. And I played some of the Sega Saturn emulation using my Sega Saturn controller. And with six face buttons, it's not bad. I think it causes me trouble, and it's always caused me trouble, even when I was much younger. When I'm putting force on the front of the controller at the same time as putting downward force on the four buttons, face buttons on top, it starts getting unwieldy in my hands, you know, and it's not easy to be accurate with it. But, you know, if not enough muscle memory, you'll get it. But just starting out, it's always a big pain in the butt.
Yeah, of course.
I'm with you.
Absolutely. And I wish, I don't know, I would play them more, I guess is what I'm saying,
yeah,
if I had a better handle on that, but whatever. The
combinations on this one, if you're not familiar, it's not the exact terms. I've seen them listed different ways, but there's a light punch, a medium punch, and a heavy punch, and then there's a light kick, medium kick, and heavy kick.
Yeah,
and
it spreads between buttons. So you've like, if you're using a Nintendo controller, your X and your Y are that light punch, yeah, heavy punch, and then heavy punch, or no, light punch, medium punch, and then heavy punch is
right
on a trigger,
yeah,
RB or something.
And these are all these are about making combo moves, because you've got eight directions on the joypad or on the joystick.
Yeah.
And you've got a lot of circle movements you can perform, and then a combination of hitting those buttons. And this is a time we're not that far into really figuring out frame buffering. If you don't know what frame buffering is simply put in this context of input controls, if a game is displaying at 60 frames per second, which was the norm, you would have to make your combo move within 1/60th of a second.
Right.
Frame buffer allows you to extend beyond those number of milliseconds,
right,
to perform it. So it became more, easier to, not necessarily super easy, but easier and more consistent, because humans are not perfect.
No, that's the damn truth. I can tell you that.
Right.
I don't know, there's something about the purity of the first one, this first effort, X-Men versus, yeah, Street Fighter, that I liked more than the rest. And it's not that I think they probably peaked with the next one, but I don't know. I like the simplified roster. I don't think Mega Man should be in a fighting game. Like, I kind of have problems with when they start expanding into the weird shit. When this was basically the television show, the animated show X-Men, versus,
yeah,
this awesome new looking kind of alpha style Street Fighter, I was just like, oh, this is,
and that's combo. where it all comes from, because that we did have that animated cartoon. We had the Pride of the X-Men, then we had the proper 90s version of X-Men. They were having a moment, Street Fighter was having a moment, and they combined these two properties. But I'm with you, I probably played more of the Marvel versus Capcom in the arcade. I seem like it was the Marvel superheroes I played more of, but anyway, I played X-Men versus Street Fighter the least,
yeah,
back in the day. And this time around, I did enjoy the simplicity of this first one.
Yeah. It's just a good fighting game without a lot of,
yeah,
bells and whistles. Although it's still, it's a beautiful game. It runs really well. Yeah. Like all of
you
that.
You could play as Cyclops, Gambit, Juggernaut, Magneto. Why not Rogue? Who's got some great moves? She'll kiss you in the air, and it causes damage. She doesn't take your power. I was kind of disappointed in that. Sabretooth and Storm and Wolverine. You got to pick two characters. This was tag team fighting, the first time we'd seen in any of the Street Fighter games. You could play. I would always pick Cyclops as my main, and then I would pick Wolverine as my backup, because to me, Cyclops comes in and he has all these blasts. He uses his laser, his OptiBlast, and it was just a good way to get warmed up. And then by the time I got warmed up, Wolverine could hop in and you just slice and dice, baby. I was not a Street Fighter fan, so I didn't really know much about, Cammy, Chun-Li, Dahlia-ism, as I joked earlier, Dhalsim, I knew more about Ken and Ryu and Zangief than I knew about just about anyone. And Bison too. I knew a little bit about him. But
you know what? I just realized what my problem is. My problem isn't that you control it with six buttons. It's where they're placed. Give me a flight stick and I'm solid. I'm good.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's what I would probably suggest to people who want to go crazy here. And that FPGA device supports that, correct? You can do full on six button fight sticks if you want to.
Absolutely. You can plug in, you can actually plug in the original board that hooks into the console, which, by the way, we could have a whole show on the Capcom System 2 arcade board. It is freaking amazing. It was taking, you know, it was being informed by what we had learned in home console markets with cartridges and stuff. It came as two pieces. There was a board, and then there was a cart, essentially, that you would put your game in, so you could swap them out. And that was just freaking amazing. And unfortunately, they did decide when doing that that they wanted to protect it, and they had those boards came with an encrypted ROMs. And if the battery died on those things, and they did, you're just gone. The game's gone. You can't remarry it. You can't stick another battery in there and remarry it. It's just the board's trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
Yep. I can see that.
So we're lucky that they were able to, that we had some hackers, some elite hackers that came in and stole these ROMs for us and put them somewhere safe. They certainly wouldn't.
I just found out something. I went to go put a fight stick on my wish list on Amazon.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done that in a while. And my wife's still forgetting that she's in the same one as me and putting some really dumb houseware shit in here. No, honey, this is for microphones and fight sticks and consoles.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you put your toiletries in my?
Yeah. Can't have that. We can't have that.
My wish list.
It's not allowed. Okay. Get your crap together there.
But I think you'll enjoy it a lot more because that's what these games are all about. These games are all about learning the combos and shaming your opponent or bragging to your opponent. So I agree with you. Like, I don't feel like modern controllers that we're holding in our hands really do these games justice. And I really didn't start having fun until I started playing with my arcade stick.
Yeah, and the real fun is that. That's it.
Yeah, and learning those combos in that form, it made sense to me.
Yeah.
But trying to learn them on my little, you know, my PS5 controller, I was like, this is shit. Yeah. I was ready to throw it across the room.
Some of these are so damned expensive. I'm looking at a few of them here. I kind of wish.
Oh, man, you got it all on screen. The things I love about this game, in addition, is not only is this, you know, a 2D fighter, you also get the opportunity to do those big-ass fights where the kind of the boss comes out and he's twice as big as you, and all you can do is punch him in the fist. Get him, Ryu. Get him.
Yep.
Hadouken.
Yeah, Hadouken. Yeah. That's the one. Oh, wow.
But did you find a good fight stick?
The one I like is 8-bit do is like a good price and highly rated at the same time. I might get that. It's $89. That's like $100 less than everybody else.
Right. You know,
it looks like it'll do the trick. It's got some settings and stuff, and 8-bit do makes cool looking sticks. I might consider this. Ooh, it'd be fun for like Turtles games. Oh, man.
Oh, the Turtles games are great.
Well, anyway.
And that's, you know, that was the last time I'd really played a X-Men game was the four-player X-Men games we had talked about previously. And this also, by the way, you can pick up this X-Men Street Fighter games, the one-up guys. Have one of those too, if that's something you're interested.
Oh, they do.
I wouldn't like to play it that way, but you know,
nobody wants that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to this game. Now, this one. Well, let's just play some more sound. This one's really, they went nuts with this. So check it out.
Are you ready, true believers? Capcom and Marvel have joined forces once again to bring you in Marvel Superheroes versus Street Fighter. One spectacular action! Don't miss out on the enjoyment of a lifetime. Don't miss the most amazing tag team fighting game ever! Are you ready for a new challenger? Now, experience Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter! Welcome to the adventure!
Dude, how amazing is that?
That got... I'm in.
I mean, did that draw you in the mall from the hallway into the arcade? Like, did that get you going, you know?
It did, man. If you walked in, this is the reason why I think this is the one that got me. This is one you can't pass by when you're in the arcade. You're like, oh, I got to play this.
You got to play this. And for those that are like, well, what's the difference? Well, this is the entire roster of Marvel. Well, not entire, but many Marvel characters. It also includes many, many Capcom characters that have nothing to do with Street Fighter, including all the Street Fighter guys.
Right.
And that means there are other fighters and I forget the character, little JoJo guy. What's his name? There's a little Capcom character. Well, anyway, it's JoJo. This is what Nintendo, I'm going to make an accusation that's based on nothing.
Right.
I think Nintendo saw this and said, we're going to make a fighting game with all our characters in it. And we'll even invite a few other odd ones here, like Solid Snake and some other stuff, or Pac-Man. I think this is the basis for what they... Well, I guess that first game came out in like 96, so maybe I'm way off here. Right. But I don't know. I get the feeling, you know? Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe Capcom was like, well, shit, we should put all these characters together in a big old-ass fighting game. I don't know.
Big old fighting game. I think I think they were kind of probably surprised with the somewhat moderate success, because... So if you really look at what they have here with this series, it's kind of like they went, oh, we've already kind of got this fighting engine and we've already got everything here. And so they brought over some assets they had from X-Men. So the first one we looked at was assets brought in. A lot of the character stuff was brought in from the X-Men. The Children of Atoms, the Atoms Children. What is
X-Men Chill Adam. Oh, wait, what is that? Children.
Right, right. No, no, it's wait, I got it. Wait, it's the X-Men Children of
Children
the Atom.
Of the Atom. There you go.
Children of the Atom. Once again, I am on medicine. Apologies. Maybe you didn't know that. I'm on a medicine.
Yeah, he's a sick man. All right.
I am. Yeah, I'm a sick man and I'm here anyway. And I'm doing the Lord's work. So
that's right.
Yeah. So they brought in a lot of things from other resources. So they probably looked at it and said, this is a pretty good idea. This we're using, we're using a lot of marketable properties and, you know, we're not having to put too much development time in this thing, because proof, it only took less than a year to come out with this second one. They hit these three in a row, by the way. It was 3 years in a row. We had a new Marvel X-Men Street Fighter Capcom thing. So
there was no slowing down. This was like a yearly franchise, and I kind of wondered if they're ever going to quit, to be honest. They did for a long time, but for a long, I think the new one you can go get is a remake, 3D remake in the engine of Street Fighter V, I think, of one of these, and I don't remember which one. Two.
I think
that's a new game you can play today. But I'm still mostly drawn to this old ass freaking pixel art, you know?
I love this particular one we're talking about right now, because they brought in a couple of they expanded it to the Marvel universe in this second one.
Yeah.
And so we replaced a couple of our X-Men, and we bring in Captain America, the Hulk.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So I was so stoked about the anime style looking Spider-Man. I remember back when this was out, because we've seen the X-Men characters in being animated again, but we hadn't been seeing a lot of cool Spider-Man stuff at this point. And this was a really sexy Spider-Man.
Yeah, a while since Spider-Man had a proper animated series that was any good.
Right. So he was looking good. We brought back most of the characters like we talked before. No Cammy this time. We brought in this Sailor Moon type character. What was her name? Now I've totally forgotten.
Sailor Moon. Talking about Cammy?
Was it Cammy?
No,
that's not right.
Well, you said that they took out Cammy and put in Sailor.
They took out Cammy from the first one.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is in here. Then some anime lady. I know there's a bunch of stuff from Night Stalkers.
Sakura. That's right. Sakura.
Is Sakura from the Night Stalkers fighting game? Because that's the Capcom thing.
That's a good question.
I'm pretty sure there's Night Stalkers in this.
She's a new character. She was just based on Sailor Moon, right?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Right. Like I said, I'm coming in this kind of weak on the Street Fighter side. I've already heard crap from people this week when I was talking about it streaming.
Yeah.
People going, no, it's Ryu or Ray, what is his name?
I always say Ryu.
I've said Ryu since the 90s.
I've been saying Ryu. I'll say Ryu when I'm thinking about it, but I'll say, oh, there's Dali. Right. Daliism is in this fight now.
The Daliism is, hey, look, I can't even get Dali, Dalsim right. What makes you think I could get Raya?
Don't ever Raya? Change. Don't ever change. I want it to be Daliism.
Someone's going to come along and tell me I'm saying Zangief wrong too, I'm sure.
Zangief, no, I think we're right. I think we're right
Zangolf.
About it. Yeah, Zangolf. Oh, you know what? I'd play as a Zangief golf game. Like Zangief golf.
Yeah.
I'd play the hell out of that. Oh, I make a hole-in-one. Anyway, it's a good game. This second one's pretty rad. And probably the one people most fondly think of, I think.
Yeah. And I like this one because it introduces the you can summon the alternate player. So mm-hmm. once again, we're back. We're playing tag team. We pick our primary character first. We pick our secondary characters next, and then you can call upon for a variable assist. And when you pull a combo move, and they'll pop out, and they'll call some damage.
Yeah, and you know who's doing that now? They're calling it a cameo.
Yeah, they're calling it cameos now, so everything informs each other. So Mortal Kombat is now doing
Mortal Kombat doing the cameos, and they're acting a little bit like they invented it, and it kind of annoyed me because I'm like, I think I did that in the Marvel Street Fighter game.
I don't know now.
I think that's a thing already.
Right, I think that's already been a thing, but okay,
already
if you
done
say
it.
So.
Yep, you go ahead with your fatalities and your whatnot.
But that's not uncommon. Street Fighter has been borrowing from Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat's been they've been stealing for each other for years.
No, they were the rivals, man. They were the arcade rivals anyway. Nobody, I don't think anybody took Mortal Kombat seriously as like a e-sport level fighting game. It didn't have the skills, the skill cap that this does or that all the Street Fighter games did, the Capcom games. But they were financial competitors because it didn't matter. Where are you putting quarters? That's what mattered.
Yeah.
And
the casual enjoyment of this game is great for just about everybody. And I think me and you are probably more casual lovers of this game, but then you've got your hardcore gamers because you can really get deep into the weeds on this game, just becoming a perfectionist on it. And like you said, just league level destroying people.
I'm still a little annoyed though that the Hulk gets beat by anybody. It's just annoying.
Yeah. That was always, that was the problem I had with the first one. When I sat down and thought about it, once I saw Marvel Superheroes versus, I'm sorry. Once we get to the next one, because they did introduce at least one Sailor Moon. She's got like superpowers, right? Mm. All the rest of these guys are just street fighters. They're just massively pumped. Mm-hmm. They have the ability, even some of the characters like Ken, they project their willpower. It's a focusing of willpower. It's not necessarily a superpower, like a mutant superpower. Right. So all of that's more in the spiritual realm. And you think about, could a spiritual realm type of, forcing someone into something be more powerful than a mutant or something like that, like the Hulk, who is infinitely strong. Oh, we didn't even talk about infinite combos in the first game. They fixed it by this time around.
Yeah, no infinite combos. Yeah, that was bad. If you got good at it, you just basically ruined everyone's day. That's all.
Yeah,
that was.
which was fun if you're at the arcade because that was your reward, right?
Yeah,
if you get defeated in I think the second one. I'm not sure about the first one. If you win your rounds, which is best 2 out of 3 in X-Men versus Street Fighter, you would just get high praise. If you lost. The conceit was you would learn a combo move. A lot of times they would tell you. I'm not sure if they did it in the first one. They almost positively did it in the second one.
Yeah.
But that's how you would get better. You would learn by losing because you couldn't just run to the internet in 97. You could, but it wasn't nearly as simple as it is now. You can just Google search it. You'd have to freaking log into your AOL account and hit Alta Vista, with your Mosaic browser, and it wouldn't be a good experience, and you maybe find what you're looking for.
Yeah, if you're lucky and you're really looking, maybe.
Yeah, or if you bought it, you'd probably be better off buying a magazine. But usually when you're in an arcade, you're not reading about arcade games. You mostly buy magazines for home.
No, but I remember some of these infinite combo kids who would come in there, and he'd be like, 7 years younger.
Such trash. Look at you and your infinite combos. Yeah. They fixed that later on, by the way, which is good. That's the reason why they were using
those
parts.
Out of there, absolutely. Oh,
they can switch him out.
I forgot Captain America can lose his shield. He has to go pick it up again. Weird.
Yeah. Oh, we were going to get to some drops later in the next one, too. But this one
had some of that. Yep. Some of it.
How you lose to the freaking Hulk? I'm with you. That doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, how can the Hulk lose? Hulk can no lose.
Hulk no lose.
Hulk right. no lose. Yeah. Hulk just get angrier.
Hulk only win.
Right. Or would this one have palette swaps as well? Because I think in the X-Men the third versus Street
one
Fighter.
Did. Now you've got me asking that question. I'm not sure. Right.
They would do palette swaps lots of times so that if you both pick the same character. But
I think
sure
you can fight. Oh, no. You know what? You're right. Because I'm blue Ryu versus white Ryu is what's happening. Or Ryu, right. whatever.
And it's Ryu, right? It's Ryu.
And then you got Wolverine's and his stupid brown thing versus his yellow blue thing.
I love when Cyclops comes out. It's like the first experience I had this past week was X-Men versus Street Fighter. And when Cyclops enters the stage and he's got, I don't know where he's got his little jacket and he just like tosses it up in the air and it's like, oh snap.
Yeah.
It's about to go down.
Oh, I love how played this, their initials for the game are KKK. That seems bad.
Perfect.
Maybe don't be doing that.
Perfect. Ken. That's
Ken,
my name.
Ken, triple Ken, baby.
The triple Ken, baby. Yeah,
that's right.
But Wolverine was such a, this one was more stylized, and I meant to go back and learn more about the artist. The art was a little more outrageous, even though the gameplay was toned down from the first one. Like those really, really crazy high jumps and stuff you saw on the first one, and those infinite combos and all that kind of stuff. They really worked towards making this a much more balanced fighting game.
Yeah.
And I'm curious if Bingus did these. That was the guy. Did we talk about during the show or did we talk about pre-show?
May have been pre-show. Bingus is renowned for his style.
Yeah.
He's not Bingus anymore, though. He's called something else now.
Potato Masher.
Potato Masher? Is that it? No.
That was something with potatoes. Gouda cheese, I think, is one of the, he was a CRM case. Holy home runner. And since 2009, he has often gone by the pen name Gouda cheese.
Okay. So he's a...
Love him.
I'm just going to call him awesome and weird at the same time. All right?
Yeah.
He's a little awesome weird, but also his awesome artwork. And I want to say, I could be totally wrong, but I thought he had something to do with Blizzard's Overwatch art team. And I don't know what it was. Maybe he just popped in and said, hey, here's some ideas. Or maybe there was more of it. He was an inspiration or something. But there was something about him and the Overwatch characters. Which you can totally say it.
Couldn't go wrong with getting some. If you were able to pick up one of these guys, one of these artists who were working over at Capcom during that time, you couldn't go wrong. There's some beautiful.
It's amazing.
Beautiful art.
Yeah, I love his style. So someone in the chat or someone at home will correct me on this, but there's something about that stuff with Overwatch. Anyway, let's jump ahead to our third in the series, Marvel versus Capcom Clash of Superheroes. And here's what that sounded like. Hey, let's hand the microphone over to a girl.
I'm curious.
Go crazy.
Now, where did you capture the audio from? Because it makes me feel like somebody was somebody smart enough to do that? Because if you pumped in some coins, like I was doing that over the weekend, you could pump in coins and it would start saying stuff like that. Was that just the raw audio?
That was just raw audio right out of the arcade.
That's wild.
Port of the game. Yeah, I play. I didn't edit it or change it or nothing. They were just, what do they call that? There's a track mode. That's what they call that, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a track mode, but it's definitely spamming that.
Oh, they love it. Right? They freaking love that. Like, it's a Capcom. Here's also what I gained an appreciation for this week that I didn't expect. I used to think the Japanese music direction for arcade games in the 90s was ridiculous and stupid. I was just like, oh, it all sounds the same. It all sounds like Sega made it. Like, it's just, this music is just bad. I'm wrong about that.
Yeah.
It's awesome, dude.
We've come around.
I have come way around on it. I absolutely freaking love it now. And I'll play it unironically in the background just for the hell of it. And this game, well, all three of these have amazing soundtracks. Real good stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just know what you're getting into, right? This isn't going to be some like epic orchestrated whatever. It's just a lot of, you know, like it's just over the top.
It's all meant to get you jacked up so that you can button mash like
Captain Commando. I forgot he was in this.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was Captain Commando. That was Capcom's little mascot thing they did for half a second, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a few like that. He's fighting with Darkstalker. That's a Darkstalker girl he's fighting. We should do a Darkstalkers conversation at some point, because a lot of people love that series. I always found it to be a little weird.
Yeah, the Strider stuff, all that stuff is going to... We need to talk about all of that. Yeah. But we got Captain America back on the Marvel side, Gambit, Hulk, Spider-Man, and we brought in Venom, a very popular character.
That's right. Venom's in this one. Totally forgot.
And he's doing all kinds of weird crap, and I loved it. And we got War Machine as well. He looks like a reskin of Iron Man. I'm sure they took it from another machine. I'm sure he's a reskin of some sort. Wolverine as well.
Trying to find video here of... there's War Machine. There's a really cool... It's a cool version of what's his name?
They just
said his name. The Symbiote Man. Venom.
Oh, yeah. Venom. Yeah, Symbiote Man. Venom.
Symbiote Man.
Symbiote Man.
Oh, my Lord.
You can't go wrong there. Now, you just saw Thor show up in that one scene you just saw. He's not listed as playable character, but he is a new twist on the variable assist. So now you can just call out your assigned a particular character. I think they're all unplayable to a certain point.
Yeah, and then the cameos are like that in MK1 that they're doing. It's the same thing.
Cameo stuff. Yeah. Like, oh, hey, look at this.
Yeah.
And so it's way cool. I love Thor showing up and doing some trash.
What do you think of this horse shit where you're fighting a big old robot thing? It's kind of dumb.
It's one of those larger... It's like a backdrop, and you've got... it's a really clever way they do it, but it's your bad guy is larger than the screen, right? Yeah. So you only can fit certain parts of his body on stage at a certain time. You have to crash down on it and stuff. So it's pretty cool. That's old Magneto looking. What's his face from the Marvel universe?
I don't know who that is. That robot is that's, that a big, it looks
what
like
the
a,
hell is his name?
It looks like a Sentinel, but not a Sentinel.
He kind of looks like a Sentinel, but he's not. Oh, what the anyway? There's that guy. He's a crapper.
Look at this story they're doing, dude. This is great.
Yeah, all these stories. I mean, one of the in the second game we didn't talk about in Marvel Superheroes. That's the Infinity Stone story, right? Isn't that one they?
Oh, is that what they play with? I did not know that.
I
have ignored the story. I will admit, I've ignored.
Yeah, they came. Please forgive me because these came out 3 years in a row, and I played all of them seriously for the first time over the last 3 days because we just did a show on Saturday, so short week.
Yeah.
But one of them has to do, I think it was the second one that had to do with the Infinity Stones, or maybe it was this one. Anyway, you pick up Infinity Stones in one of these dumb games, which I love, by the way. I call them dumb as affectionate.
No, they're dumb in all the right possible ways. I will not deny that. I think
there's Rockman's robot dog.
Yep.
Love him.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just a goofball game that deserves this fun. Whole series is so much fun. It has a huge rabid fan base. If I were you,
and this is where people would have probably first stepped in. So the most popular one of these was this one, the Marvel versus Capcom Clash of Superheroes. We've been talking about the arcade stuff, but there's been some great ports to the Sega Saturn and the PlayStation. Not as good, but they did what they could because they couldn't have all that sprite animation on screen. They just weren't capable of doing it. But yeah, I think all of these were a lot of fun, but
I remember that made no sense back then. It made no sense to players because players are like, wait, if you can show this 3D, you know, you can play Metal Gear Solid on here, but you're telling me you can't do a 2D fighting game. Like they couldn't, they could not put two and two together on why the machine was more capable in one way and less in another.
Right. By the way, I just looked over the chat room and they've told us we're idiots. It's on screen. There's like 10 people going screaming. It's on screen. It's Onslaught. Anyway.
Oh, Onslaught.
Onslaught was the character we were talking about.
Oh, did they show it? I didn't see it.
So now we don't have to have anybody write in.
Yeah. So put your pens down. Class is over.
Yeah, put your pens down. And I apologize. I didn't mean to get distracted either, Scott.
I blame Brian for being sick and having medicine in him.
I'm like all over the place. I can't focus.
That's all right. That's how these things go. I wouldn't feel bad at all. But do yourselves a favor. Find a copy. Play it. It's great. Fantastic stuff. Quick mentions. We mentioned X-Men Children of the Atom. And Marvel Superheroes 95, these are all, you know, lead-ups. That's a good way of putting it. These are all things that without them, you don't have what came later. And they're worth playing too, by the way. The Marvel, especially Marvel Superheroes, the 95 game, where it's just Marvel characters fighting. It's great.
Right.
Super fun. I like it a lot. I would recommend it. All these.
I recommend it two times over.
Two times.
Get on it. I thought about ordering this for the Sega Saturn for my just because I try to collect at least one memento for each week, and I'm not seeing any good prices.
Is it memento or momento?
Momentum.
Dollyism. I don't know.
Dollyism. If I order one, should I order you one too?
No, don't do that for me. I mean, if you find a deal,
Saturn. I mean, then you'll have one too, and then we can network. No, you can't do that.
You can't do that with a Saturn. I don't think. You can do that with a Dreamcast, which is,
oh, you know what? They have a Dreamcast version. That's even better. Why didn't I think of that?
You know, the Dreamcast is quickly coming back into it's becoming a retro console pretty quick.
Oh yeah, I mean, they killed it. Sega killed the Dreamcast 25 years ago this year, so it would have been 98.
I'm gonna call that retro.
Let it go.
Retro
as hell.
Okay, moving on. I don't know why I'm burpy today. I really apologize.
Between me being sick and you being gaseous,
I don't know why I'm burpy.
Short week. This has maybe been one of my favorite off the wall episodes.
Sometimes that's fun, right? To do that.
Yeah.
Wait, are you gaming on a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are at that stage though, where we are going to now spend some time. What are we doing now? Oh, you know what we're going to do? Guess My Game. That's what we're going to do. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Guess My Game.
Yeah.
And we have something weird happen this week. So, yeah.
We did. So, we'll explain.
I hope it's not the same exact game. That would be hilarious.
That would be really funny.
Destroy it.
Yeah. Because both our games are Genesis 1993, and that's a little
weird.
Was
yours recommended by somebody? Is somebody punking us?
No, I pulled this one out of my butt. So, if you got it from
somebody else. Mine was recommended by somebody, so.
All right. So, we both got Genesis games, 1993 games. I'm going to start with my audio. Brian, you're going to try to check this out. Chat, you're encouraged to participate if you think you know the answer. And here it comes. Here's mine. I'll let this go for a sec.
I think I could have guessed Sega. Destruction. The Genesis.
Acknowledge.
Oh, acknowledged.
Yeah, cool voice.
Gessler, moving out. Construction.
Sounds like your tactical. Like a tactical game of some sort.
Okay.
Is that my first game? Is it a tactical game?
It is. Very tactical.
Approaching. Base under attack.
Base is under attack.
Yep, base under attack. Any ideas?
Report. Acknowledge.
No. Man, it sounds so much like a StarCraft on Genesis, but I don't know. That's not a thing.
Yeah, I don't know about chat's not getting it so far. I thought somebody would get this right away, to be honest.
Reporting. Acknowledge.
You still nothing. Don't know?
Okay, wait.
Chat,
I got one question.
Let me answer a question you haven't even asked. No, it's not Choplifter.
Go ahead, okay.
It's definitely not Choplifter. All right, go ahead.
Who's the developer?
That's a good question. Let me look that up.
That's fine. That's why I always had to pull the thing up, because I'm like, oh, I know everything about this game. I'm like, oh shit, I don't know that.
Let's see if I can find it. I'm looking for. There it is. Okay, this is by developer. Oh, it's gonna give it away. Shit. Published by Virgin Interactive. Developed by Westwood Studios.
Westwood Studios. Oh shit! What is this? We just talked about this.
Reporting.
Crap. Is it based in sci-fi?
Yes, that is correct. You have one question left.
Shit. I know that, but I knew that, but I just can't freaking think of what it is. I can see the game in my head. Yeah. I know what it is. I can't pull the title out though.
Yeah.
Okay, Tactical, Westwood.
Yeah.
It is a futuristic game.
Yeah.
It's Westworld.
Let's double check. Let me double check. Maybe it is. Maybe it's Westworld. Hold on.
Not even close.
Let's see. No, it's not Westworld at all. The game is Dune Battle for Arrakis on the Genesis. As opposed to Dune 2, which was the one that everyone really points to, but that's also Westworld as a follow-up. But yeah, this is based on Dune. You know what you should have done? Your other question should have been based on a big IP or whatever you should have said.
Yeah, I did. It's not what I thought it was, so that's I don't even know what I was thinking, apparently. Yeah. So.
It's good, though. I played a bit of it today. That game holds up. It's fun.
That's awesome.
And it's considered the first real, like, marketed real-time strategy game before RTS was a term. It's pretty cool, right?
I'm down with that. Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, big fan. Big fan.
I'm looking at it now. I like this.
Yeah, it's top down. You know, it's a build shit. Send your army out to do stuff. It looks ugly, but this was a big deal at the time.
Yeah,
Surprisingly, plays pretty good on a D-pad, which I was worried about, because that's how it was played back then.
Yeah,
But it's really good.
I like D-pad strategy. It's not, especially on the, you know, if the squares are large enough, which they appear to be here.
Yep. And without this, where's your Command and Conquer? Doesn't exist. You don't have it.
Yeah. That's what I kept wanting to think. I knew it had to be styles. I kept thinking like Command and Conquer, but I couldn't think of anything that would have fit this.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Big fan. All right, Brian. The year is 1993. The Sega Genesis.
Year is 1993. You're also back in the Sega Genesis. Maybe you pulled out your Dune game and you said, "I want to play this next."
Okay. All right. Got next. I said with my cartridge in hand.
Next.
And here's what I heard. I don't know what this is. All right. Based on... Oh, my gosh, dude. Did Sega make this?
No, this is it's published by Sega.
Yeah.
So it's one of their little published by, but it's Climax... Entertainment.
Is it based on a popular IP of some sort? Book, game?
There were a few of these, I believe. So I wouldn't necessarily say. So I wouldn't say it's a hugely popular IP, but. It's not unheard of either. It's not like one and done, isolated.
Cartoony or serious?
So it is more cartoony. Matter of fact, you would probably think, "Oh, is this an animated cartoon? And what is this thing? Is it based on some kind of animated cartoon or something?" Because it kind of feels like that. But don't let that get confused too much. I'll give you another question.
Really, you'll give me a bonus question?
Yeah. I'll give you a bonus because that was kind of
Yep. Was it a Sega Genesis exclusive, or could I get this on SNES and other
things? A good question. I think it was a Sega Genesis exclusive. Yes, confirmed. I'm only seeing it being released on the Sega Genesis. Was recommended by us, as by someone, and I'm trying to find it in my Twitter feed as we speak.
Oh, this isn't the one with the artist from... Run to the hills. I can't think of their name. Iron Maiden. This isn't the Iron Maiden artist that did Eddie the Beast and stuff, right? This isn't that.
Did he? I don't know. I don't think so.
Chakra.
I don't think so. I mean, shit. It'd be news to me if he was.
No, that's the name of the game, Chakra.
No, that is not the name. That's not it. No.
I give up.
Oh, what'd you call it?
Shocker.
I know. I know what you're talking about. No. It's definitely not that. It's not that. No.
I'm out of ideas. I'll say, here's my answer. This is Choplifter.
Choplifter is absolutely correct. It is Choplifter, the treasure of King Noel. No, it is. It is Landstalker.
Oh, I never even heard of that. What is Landstalker?
Yeah. Landstalker. I've played it briefly. I've had several people ask me to play it. A much beloved game for the Sega Genesis. And there was a follow-up, a spinoff called A Lady Stalker, which I love, by the way.
That's great.
I love that you got a Landstalker, but then you have a Lady Stalker.
Oh, okay. So this was a Genesis...
It was exclusive, I think.
But the spinoff, Lady Stalker, went to Super Nintendo as well. And the Saturn. Right.
And they made some games later, too, this company for the Sega Saturn. And they made some stuff for the
Time Stalkers. Remember Time Stalkers? I remember that.
Yeah.
The Wii's Virtual Console. You could play it on there. PlayStation Portable. Oh, it got canceled on the PSP. Was supposed to get it, and they canceled it. I don't remember this. Is it still fun? Is it a good time?
I did not play it. I've only watched video of people playing it. And I love the cover art. If you haven't seen it, our character here, he's very proud of his crotch. He is definitely presenting.
Yeah, look at that. He's into that cod, not even a cod piece. Yeah. I don't know what he's
like,
doing
look
there.
At it. Look at it. You I'm guys, just gonna beat all y'all with my flaming sword in this castle age type setting, and I'm definitely not Link from Zelda.
Yep, look at he's like Link on steroids. He's got a big old groin. It's gnarly.
Big old groin.
Is this what this was to compete with? Was this meant to be like a Zelda competitor?
I think it's meant to be in the style of a Zelda, right? I don't necessarily think it was a Zelda because it was the three-quarter perspective. So it's, but it's definitely got that vibe to it, right?
Yeah,
it's definitely got a Zelda vibe.
I'm very curious about this. Well, that's a speedrunner. I don't want that.
I need to see it.
I want to see
it. Running too fast.
I want to see some video. Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah, dude. These guys are trying to make a Zelda ripoff. Look at this.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this little Zelda man running around. It's fun, though, eh? It's supposed to be good.
Everybody says it's good. Everybody I talk to says you got to play it.
I'm going to play it.
I think it's good.
Let's see. Let's just look at I'm going to look at my, I got my Amber Nick right here.
Let's pull our Amber Nicks out real quick and see if we have Landstalker on the Sega Genesis. Yeah. Did I show you this last time when we were doing? Did I show you my little stand for my little?
Yeah, your little balls
controller.
Yeah, little ball little holders. Balls. It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Does it stay? Does it hold up?
Almost. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, you've probably seen my earlier prototype. There's only one more thing I got to do to this one, and it should be perfect. And then I'll either send you the print or I'll send you some prints. We'll also make it available for people to download. If you got those Amber Nicks,
hell yeah,
RG35 double X's.
Everybody seemed to went and get one. It's annoying as hell.
Yeah, getting a lot of stuff. So we need to. Yeah, we got to like tighten up our, like, put a spot in our community for it.
We got to tighten up the graphics on level 3 because I need another game design. Yeah. Okay, wait. What's the name of this? Landstalker.
Landstalker.
Right? All right, I'm looking it up right now. Oh, it's on here. Sweet. Landstalker. I'm going to favorite that.
I'm favoring that, putting that right next to Grimace's birthday.
I'm gonna. Why is it on slow motion? Okay, wait.
Oh, I meant to send you. Also got. I did the CPS, the Capcom System 2 games. I meant to send you an update to that.
Climax I'll Entertainment. Well. That's a suggestive Climax name.
Entertainment.
Here you go. Here's some sound. Oh wait. New game start. Oh, hear that?
I heard it.
Oh, look at that little animated feller.
Oh, there's Landstalker, and then there's some kind of DLC, maybe? Okay, excuse me, never mind.
Yeah, you hear that? All right, I'll play this game later. Actually, I'm going to pop
it. I liked it on mine as well.
Oh, look at that. Oh, this looks like a good time. All right.
So good on you, and I'll try to figure out who it was that sent me that. It was about a week ago.
Yeah, let me know. I'm very curious about this one. Looks like you can fill up a ton of hearts, so there's a lot of reason to... Oh, look at that. Wow. Okay. This looks like fun. I'm itching for games like this right now. So, and I always feel bad. I feel like Sega never had their killer RPG, but you know, things like, what do you call it? Four? We've talked about it. We had a whole show about it. I can't think of anything right now. Names.
We just had the whole show. That's all. Just the whole show about it. That's
what was it?
I mean, we just talked about it for an hour and a half.
They have an online game that everybody thinks is good. It was on the GameCube as well. What the hell is that called?
It's called...
Fantasy Star 4.
Oh, Fantasy Star. Okay, I didn't know what you were talking about.
That's as close as you get to like a proper turn-based JRPG on that damn device.
Yeah.
Pisses
yeah.
me off. All right. Well, there you have it. Well done, all involved. All right. We did guess our game. I'm so out
we
of it.
We did guess
Why
our
are
game.
We both
and
so
we
out
both
of it?
Did poorly. We both failed, didn't we?
You have an excuse. You're sick and you're on medication. I'm just losing it. That's where I'm at. All right. Let's do this.
Welcome to the treasure room.
All right, here's the fun thing. I forgot to put this in here. Hold on.
Daniel, by the way, was who recommended that game.
Oh, Daniel. Twitter.
Thank you, Daniel.
Do we know Daniel from the last name or anything? We don't want to.
Daniel Ben is his username on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, he's part of the community, but I'm not sure if he's got another handle.
You think that's like his real name is Daniel or is it Ben? It might be Ben.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he's not. We didn't like friend each other on PlayStation and then say reveal real name or anything.
Sure.
so I don't know.
Here is Luis Lopez who wrote in via email.
Oh, yeah.
He says the following. He says, "Hey guys, can you play? You can play a port of Wolfenstein on the Miu Mini Plus and probably the RG35XX." Well, you're right. The SNES version's on there, but I don't think you can play can you play a DOS thing on there? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've got mine set up to play DOS, but I don't know if we set yours up to do that. That was something I had to learn later on.
I think you did that later, yeah.
Yeah, it'll do this. I'll send you an update. I'll send you an update pack.
Ooh,
to
updates.
To
I like updates.
Extract.
Updates are great.
Mm-hmm.
He also says, or this
I think
else.
There's actually, and I think they may be referring to, there is a standalone port, which I think you can download up RG35XX.com. If you go to the English, I believe that's one of the ports. Let me take a look here. I'll confirm. They got a Diablo on there. I'll send you the link here in a minute. They got Blood. They got a Duke Nukem, Redneck Rampage, which is also adjacent to the game we talked about at Mario 64. Oh, yeah, there is. There is a Wolfenstein 3D. I'm going to send it to you. That's ports. And whoop, and I'll put that in the Discord for later consumption.
Nice. All right. Roland wrote in one final email.
Roland
says, "Awesome show. Thanks for all the hard work and information in the show. I started gaming with Tomb Raider on the PlayStation 1 and 2. Or no, I'm sorry. On the PlayStation 1 and 2 eras. I think he means the PlayStation, not the game. Anyway, whenever I hear the opening screen music and gameplay, I get goosebumps from my childhood and discovering 3D graphics for the first time in my life in my preteens. I've beaten Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3 over and over again. I'm not sure if 1990s constitutes a proper retro status for your show or not, but if it does, I would appreciate a full show and thoughts on Tomb Raider, the early years. Again, thanks for the show and your time, Roland." 100% it fits. 100%.
Yeah. And I thought about that was another one of the games that I was rolling around in my head was Tomb Raider, the early years for this next week. But I think we kind of decided to go in a different direction.
We did. But we'll come back. We'll swing around, Roland.
Yeah, we'll swing around. We'll back around this area again.
So. Yep. Send us your emails, playretroshow@gmail.com.
I posted
do it.
That
and speaking
in the
of
Discord,
which, dude.
That link.
Oh, you did? Thank you.
Yeah.
Speaking of next week, we are going to talk about the Panzer Dragoon saga because we're a little bit in the mood to say, I don't know, talk more about what the hell happened in the to the Saturn. It's a bummer.
The end times of the Saturn, and why not visit another game that I didn't know a lot about?
Yeah, I'm with you there. I played the first one a ton. It was supposed to save the Saturn.
Yeah.
It didn't.
And guess what?
But it was
supposed
to.
Yeah. It did not.
It was supposed to. It just didn't. So we'll talk about why it didn't and what its legacy is otherwise and maybe where it's at today because it's in places you may not be even aware of right now.
It's on your Samsung refrigerator right now.
That's right. I think Smash Brothers should introduce a Panzer Dragoon character and fight this giant freaking lizard bird. I think that'd be cool. But anyway, so look forward to that. 95, 96, 98, all of the Panzer Dragoon games and what they meant for Sega and their last gasps as a console manufacturer.
Hmm.
And that is going to do it for this week's show. A reminder that we are supported by you and your good graces. And you might say, well, Scott, how is that even possible? And my answer to you would be, it's not just possible. It's freaking easy. All you have to do is head on over to patreon.com/playretro. Okay. You just go there. And when you do go there, you can be like the following people. You can be like, wait for it to load, Kelly Snow, Craig Watson, Chris B, Steve Maines, Troy Press, Vanderson 74, and John Nelson. You can be like them. Some of our most recent amazing people who by the way, get lots of benefits for being there, like no commercials ever, pre-show content every week, monthly benefits that you can only find out by checking that out. All right? What's this Frogger Beyond thing? Oh, that's from weeks ago. You don't copy our template, do you? You just copy our last episode notes.
Yeah,
right?
I copy wherever the last thing was because our template is so out of date right now. I did to everything.
Hey, whatever works, man. We get it done. Yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Because anyway. But at the very bottom of this, it says, I don't know what's below this because I've never looked. It says, don't look, Brian. Secret shit for Scott.
That's from a long
time ago. I don't even know
what's
down there. So
let's look at it. Is there a...
I'm afraid you've put some, some dick pics down there.
Oh, it's back when I... It's for when I put Advance Wars as my guess my game. It's a long time ago.
Copying that over for like 50 episodes.
Yeah, let's just delete that now. Boop, gone now. It's out of there.
But I always afraid every time I see, I know I got to stop when I get to that little line. I'm like, oh, stop.
Yeah, fair point. Well, anyway, that is going to do it for us. Big, big thanks for checking out the show this week, and we hope to see you right back here next week if you can. If you can't, we understand too, but we'd love to have you, and there's always a reason to be here. All right. So get your retro on during this week. Go play something retro. And we'll see you next time.
Get more at frogpants.com.
X-Men versus Street Fighter!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.